Even though. Now she's telling me. I could feel funny physically. And I only came to tap. To feel better. I don't want to feel weird. I want to feel better. I don't want to take my breath away. When I'm sleeping. Even though I am amazing. And doing all kinds of work. On all kinds of levels. That I can't define.
Recognized
with my human mind. I want to be open to the perspective. But it's not bad.
It's not wrong.
I'm changing all over the place.
I'm creating clear desire.
And my body
is rushing to keep up.
Of course, I don't know what that feels like.
I'm playing with energy.
I'm expanding my mind.
I'm reading of things.
Tackling things.
Saying yes to things.
I never would have before.
I'm owning my own pain.
I'm taking responsibility.
I'm looking for answers.
Within me.
Through me.
Around me.
It's all new to me.
Compared to all the decades
of being unconscious.
Wouldn't it be nice
if my default mode
was so good?
Something's happening.
I'm stirring it up.
Shaking it up.
And I can tap it into
expansion,
forgiveness,
acceptance.
I absolutely
give myself permission
to expand my consciousness,
to connect to divine source,
to feel energy,
and to feel safe,
all at the same time.
And if I'm going to feel goofy
and own pain
and poke pain
and laugh at it
or cry at it
or live with it
before I let it go,
then I want,
I desire,
I ask and intend
to receive
compliments,
gifts,
money,
help,
surprises,
support,
synchronicity
that delights me.
I want magic.
I want miracles.
I want to believe in all the good stuff.
10 times more
than the fears,
than the hesitation,
than the doubts.
I want to believe.
That I am,
a beloved child
of the Creator.
And even though I don't get
this earth experience
or the human body
and the way it works,
I want to believe.
I want to allow.
I want to physically
and emotionally experience
my connection
to all that is good.
I am a beloved child
of the Creator.
I don't need to understand.
I am asking
to open my heart,
to open all programs,
to release scarcity
in all form and level,
and expand
my ability
for prosperity.
Prosperity of spirit.
Prosperity of generosity.
Prosperity and compassion.
And money too.
And all good things.
And ease.
And magic.
And miracles.
And all of that
would be a whole lot easier
if when my head was on the pillow
and I thought the words,
my head is on the pillow.
This body,
this human brain
could remember
whatever it needs to remember
for this body
to sleep.
To sleep deeply.
Comfortably.
Still breathing.
Relaxing.
Regenerating.
Refreshing.
Restoring.
Reconnecting.
To that higher part of me.
And when my head is on the pillow,
and I think the words,
my head is on the pillow,
it is absolutely
the appropriate time.
The correct time.
The right time.
For this body to remember.
Whatever it needs to remember.
To put aside all fear.
All concern.
All stress.
All worry.
And gently sleep.
Deeply sleep.
Comfortably sleep.
When my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
That is my command.
That is the trigger.
For my subconscious mind.
To say yes.
Everything will wait.
It's time to reconnect.
At a vibrational.
Spiritual.
Energetic level.
And recharge. And refuel.
It is time to reconnect.
I ask that all levels of me.
Be in partnership.
When my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
My intention.
My direction.
To myself.
Is to connect to gratitude.
To peace.
To positive expectation.
To feel the support beneath me.
The blankets over me.
The air conditioning.
The fan.
The shelter.
To feel fully supported.
Trusting.
Expecting.
Intending.
Knowing.
More will come.
More answers.
More guidance.
More ease.
More direction.
More direction.
More shifting.
More laughter.
When my head is on the pillow.
And I think the words.
My head is on the pillow.
It is absolutely appropriate.
For me to remember.
The value of me.
It is absolutely appropriate.
For me to feel great love.
For me.
By me.
Through me.
From me.
Okay, deep breath.